This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan McLeod at 9 o'clock. You want to ask him those questions instead of
the
big matzo ball in the soup right there?
It'd be.
Wonder, too, you know what?
You want him to do Seven in Hell? You think that would work?
I don't know. When it comes to, you know, having things air out a little bit, you know, the 24-hour rule and all that, we're a few days later. Like, do you think Jameis, Miles, would they say the exact same things they said a day later? Maybe they would. I don't know. That's why it's good that we're having Rodney come in today, because we've all seen how this has played out over the course of a few days. The immediate emotions kind of die down and allows us to be a little more reflective on things.
Yeah, but what, you're just going to sit here and be a cheerleader for him as I have to ask a tough question or say a tough statement?
I don't think it's a cheerleader. I think it depends. Like you... Your big take was that you didn't think a lot of people were doing it. Other people were like, Kenny, there were a lot of fans doing it in the stands.
And I think that they overreacted too.
The fans that were doing it or fans that were reacting
the
to the
that
fans
feel
doing
that
it?
They felt that there were so many fans doing it. I do not believe
well,
that there
you were surprised.
That many fans doing
I told you right when it happened, I immediately got videos, texts, and they said you could not believe how many people were cheering this. And you had a totally different take. You're like, not that many people were doing it. So was it just where you were sitting?
Maybe. I wasn't in 537.
Well, Senator,
maybe the 537 felt a little bit different than what the people in my section did.
That's what I mean. Could you be wrong? Could you be off that it just wasn't your
area?
I
can only go by what I saw. I was in the stadium. That's what I went by. All right? I don't know how great I would have done during the Kennedy assassination. I can only go by what I saw.
Like if you were in the press box, the windows are closed, right?
Well, that window was open.
What the?
Oh, you're talking about something else. I thought you were talking about the assassination.
I'm saying if you were in the press box, then you wouldn't be hearing it. It's not like everything's mic'd up in the press box. It's quiet. It's always quiet. Even when it's loud in the stadium, it can be pretty quiet.
Yeah, it's pretty.
So you wouldn't be, like the people that were in the press box would not be the ones to give a good evaluation of what that felt like or what it sounded like.
Yeah. I think that.
Because everybody that I have...
I think that there was...
Everybody I heard from said in their group, there were people absolutely cheering and they had to tell them to stop.
I think that there were several people who did not want to see people cheer it because they knew it was a serious injury. And they didn't want to look bad because they know that we all make each other look bad when it comes to fan bases. And I think that they made it out to be a little bit bigger than what it was. I know that a lot of people disagree with me. But there's a lot of people who agree with me. I saw what Tom Withers had written. I totally agree with what Tom Withers had written. When he first went down, I think there were some people who might have been upset that they thought he just turned the ball over. And that was it. I think that some of the self-fulfilling prophecy of what you had talked about before were, well, this kind of... I'm not blaming you for this, Tone. I'm not blaming you. But when you had said, well, these things kind of take care of themselves. And I kept going, what does that mean? You go, these things kind of take care of themselves. We might see something where, my knee, my hamstring, my groin, something like that all of a sudden comes around, and these things kind of take care of themselves. I think some people might have been thinking that. When I think, and I told you, there was an emotion that played out when it first happened. Then when they showed it on the Jumbotrons, I think that emotion changed. When he was carted off... I believe there was a warm reception by many, many people
in
the stadium, the right way that usually happens.
Yeah, we've heard there was, especially when they showed him crying. I mean, I don't care who you are. When you see somebody showing that kind of real emotion, that one did get to me. And despite what you might feel about how this situation is going, how you felt about him before, throughout all of this. Like, when you see somebody crying that's put in a lot of hard work to get back on a football field, you know, that does impact most. Doesn't impact everybody, because I saw people that said that did not matter to them one iota.
Buckeyes are back from the bye week. They take on Nebraska this coming weekend, who just lost 56-7, and they get themselves ready for the stretch run of the college football season. Nick Wilson, Spencer German, break down everything around Ryan Day and the Buckeyes on their Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at the Odyssey app, which is free. 92.3thefan.com, wherever you get your podcast, to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season. Tim and Strong's Good morning, Tim. Larry in Maple Heights. Good morning. Chuck in Cleveland. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Chuck,
there
Bo
he
Buck.
Is. Yes.
Away you go.
Yes.
Hey, a couple of things, real quick. You know, in the heat of the battle, you know, when Joe Turkey Jones stuffed Terry Bradshaw, I wanted his neck to be broken, but I didn't really mean it. You know, you just have the emotions of sports. I call it sports hate, but I think it's overblown and everyone's a little self-righteous on the whole thing. And Stefanski, but I really want to talk about the coach and the GM. That's the elephant in the room to me, because they're not going to the trillion-dollar complex. So that needs to be addressed. Otherwise, it's going to look like Dwight Clark and frickin' whatever else that other thing was at the last minute of the 99.
You got 90 more seconds, Chuck. Say it with your chest. What do you want to say, boss? What do you want to say? Say it.
Well, what I want to say is Stefanski, before Deshaun Watson, Stefanski, you know, he crept the bed many times. We've seen the games that Watson's played. We saw those games with Baker. We saw, and those guys are too connected. Barry and Stefanski are too connected. Usually you have a coach that's a little bit miffed with the GM. He got the wrong guy. But I coach the team. You don't. These guys are like, if one thing happens, it's like it happens to both of them. You know, so we need to address how we're going to move forward, because they're not going to Brook Park. Those guys aren't going to Brook Park.
Some of these decisions that have been made here, Chuck, this is very premature. I think he's going to do everything he can to try to win football games. I really do believe that, Chuck, and thank you very much for the call. Talking about Kevin Stefanski, I think we might – seeing his reactions on the sidelines, I don't think that – if you were to ask him in a closed room, and he's a guy who gives you barely anything at all, but if you were really going to get the truth out of him, I don't think that he had much faith in him coming back anyway as far as a good quarterback. The reactions that we're seeing on the sidelines, the way that he's acting – it seems to be just not him. Not him. It's not classic Kevin Stefanski behavior. Now, 1-6 will do that to just about any man. But he feels like almost he's been saddled with the quarterback. And there might reach a point where it's like, you know what? You've said it a million times. Maybe he would want a clean break at the end of this year. He wouldn't step down. You're not going to step away from the money, that whatever amount of money he's taken for this extension. But maybe it would do him a favor, because you just said, well, they'd probably hire him right off the bat. I mean, everybody and their brother outside of Cleveland lines up and says how good of a coach he is, how good of a general manager Andrew Berry is. Except for Mina Kimes, she seemed to have started to question some of the decisions that have been made here outside of Cleveland. Clevelanders are questioning the decision, but outside, it still seems to be Teflon for a lot of folks out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more, and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.